Good Day program. Heather Bachman, Roberta Fasanelli, Rich McFadden, Doug Steffen, Jennifer back tomorrow. We have the Boomer Broads with us. The Boomer Broads being Janet and Anne Marie. They are here with us to talk about some of the issues that they find stimulating. And I guess this whole, to a point, I'm taking a deep breath because I find this to be banal. In a sense, we have over and over and over again talk about obesity, talk about weight problems, how to lose weight, and to a point, excuse me, I think it does have some impact. I think there are things that are changing. But, you know, you look at this HBO documentary, Weight of a Nation, and what it tries to present. It's a four-part series. I don't know how many. Some of it is on tonight. It's on every night this week.
Yeah,
isn't it
started last night, yeah.
Yeah. All right, so what did you get, Anne-Marie, out of watching this?
I find it very interesting.
Because?
Not because of the obesity issue, because I think that we understand that, you know, if you put too much food in your mouth, you get fat.
Right.
But I think it's interesting for two reasons. Number one, I think it's going to change the food pyramid.
The HBO documentary is going to change the food pyramid?
I think the level to which obesity is now being addressed in this country, everything from the White House on down, is eventually going to wind up changing our attitudes towards food, in particular sugar. Refined sugar, but I also thought it was fascinating that no matter how much you exercise, and I do it every day, and I really hate it, by the way, it doesn't make any difference. It doesn't have anything to do with it. It may keep you fitter, but it doesn't have anything to do with the weight.
Well, actually, and there's one other point I want to make, which I think is the real gist of the documentary, which is an interesting topic for discussion today, which is the blame. What this documentary is saying is it is not our fault. It's that age-old thing, you know, it is not our fault that we're fat. It is not our fault that our kids are violent. It is the media that is responsible. It is advertising.
So nobody has a brain. That's what they say, or do you agree with that?
That's what the documentary says. And to a point, Doug, when you think about two working parents with some latchkey kids, sitting at home watching television all day, let's say I was a latchkey kid myself, you know, every commercial is, you know, the sugary cereal, the sugary sodas.
So we don't have any responsibility to take responsibility.
I totally disagree with that.
Not any. And I think this is a tough one because, of course, we have some responsibility for our own weight.
And it starts, by the way, with parents who have too many children and can't take care of them. It all starts way back there. People get pregnant. They don't think about the ramifications. Oh, let's have some children. And then they can't afford to have
almost
the children.
Almost like a hobby.
Well,
right.
And it's also they use the television as a babysitter. And what you're saying is take the damn television out of the kid's room.
Yeah.
Just take it out.
There shouldn't be a television or a computer in a child's room until he or she is in high school. It needs to be in a common area. This is just nonsense. All of these people passing the buck, it's somebody else's fault. For God's sakes, grow up and grow a couple.
I actually agree with you.
I actually agree to a point with the documentary.
Are you telling Janet and Anne-Marie to grow a couple?
We have at least one. No problem. Come on, you've met us.
We actually have a couple.
We have a couple, for sure.
Right.
But I really, this is unusual for me, because normally I'm the first to agree and say, come on, you know, take responsibility for yourself, people. But an eight-year-old kid, how do you say that to an eight-year-old kid who just eats all day?
You don't. You say it to his parents.
Yeah. Yes, but, and so the parents come home at 6 o'clock, and it's too late.
So the parents should not have had the child to begin with. If they weren't going to be able to take care of the child.
Are you telling me that the 6-year-old kid is home taking care of himself?
Yes, it's
social
a last
services.
Kid.
No, he's not taking care of himself because
somebody's taking care of him.
But somebody goes out and buys that food and puts it in the cupboard, and
or packs it in his lunch, or tells the babysitter what to feed him.
And listen, in our society, Rich, you know there are a lot of 8, 9, 10-year-old kids who don't have babysitters after school. They are trust, and it's, you know, money is tight. Not every parent can afford to have a sitter at home to greet the kid after school. A lot of 10-year-old kids take care of themselves.
Okay, so then
that's
where does the
young.
Kid? Let's we'll do. I'll play Doug here. Where does the kid get the food?
I'm going to introduce Heather into this conversation. Heather has two children, one 2 and one 10, and they're 9. Jared's 9? 10.
I have three children.
Well, three,
I have a 10-year-old.
At home with you. You have
Jayden.
A daughter who's grown and is not at home. You have a 10-year-old and a 2-year-old.
Yep.
And you're a working mother, and the children don't look to me like, as a matter of fact, both of them are very healthy looking. They're slim. They aren't certainly overweight. And so how do you do it? How do you counter what the HBO special suggests is the problem?
I parent. I'm an active parent. I play an active role in it. I have my kids with me when I do food shopping, which can be, you know, a bit more of a burden sometimes trying to juggle them, but I want them active in it. I want them going to farmers markets. I want them seeing where food is coming from. So they're involved in it, trying to instill some of, you know, the stuff in them. But I have to say, once my son entered into elementary school lunch, and his peers, all of a sudden, we're starting to see some of the picky eating. Oh, I don't like that. Oh, my foods can't touch. So, I mean, it's hard trying to combat it. Yeah.
Uh-oh.
So, but then
I'll tell you something else. My kids are both large kids. They're genetically predisposed because my ex was large. But I didn't help things. And in hindsight, you know, I wanted the friends to hang out at our house, so I made sure the refrigerator was stocked.
Mm-hmm. I know my children had the children hang out with them, whether they were in with the Tony or they were here, and they didn't turn out to be heavy. I don't get it. I mean, to a point, the big bone stuff. Some people
imagine being a teenage friend of one of Doug's kids. Yeah, you want something to eat? Go out there in the yard, pick yourself something.
Go get a carrot.
Help yourself.
Have some raw
milk.
I didn't help.
Milk's over in the barn.
Could have been more helpful.
Well, but that's okay. It's helpful for you to realize that you could have been more helpful. But what do we do to work on this and live in this society? I make my living in the advertising world. This program exists because there's advertising on it, and if we didn't have advertising, the program wouldn't be here. So under the circumstances, there are, I suppose I could say, well, I don't want to carry that ad, I don't want to carry that ad. But then I think to myself, maybe this is rationalization. Hello, the people listening can decide whether to do or not to do based on what their own values are. You don't agree?
They can, Doug. But again, like a 10-year-old kid, I go back to that, watching a Domino's commercial for cheese-stuffed bread cannot necessarily make the decision, oh, that is not good for me.
Well, a 10-year-old kid ought maybe not to be watching a commercial. He ought to be doing something productive with his time instead of just sitting there like a bum on a log.
What you tend to forget, though, is that 10-year-old kid is not the one who's going to go into his wallet, pull out his credit card, and order that pizza with the stuffed cheesy bread.
I agree with you, Rich, absolutely. But he may beg so hard that a weakened parent, after a hard day of work, may say, fine, and I'm not saying that's good.
My kids always
ask,
well, my son doesn't anymore, but my daughter always asks, can we go to McDonald's? Can we go to McDonald's? Because she sees, you know, whatever on TV, whatever. No.
All you have to do is go on the internet and pull up the list of ingredients.
And
when you recognize
it's scary.
And show them a picture.
And show the kids
what happens to their
bodies.
Well,
she doesn't understand.
Show a picture.
Of course they will.
No, they
show
don't.
A picture.
Sure, they will.
Will you stop, the two of you? The pictures that exist online of someone whose body fat is so gross, they've had liposuction or something, show them a picture of the quart bottle that's filled with a blubber from a lipo operation.
In fact, the
show that
doctor
to a kid.
That my husband uses has a 5-pound wad of fat on his desk.
Yeah.
It's a wax replication of what a 5-pound wad of yellow fat looks like.
That's awesome.
That's like an Oprah.
And it is.
Awesome.
It's yellow,
awesome.
Bloodied, gross.
And there are also a lot of, the visual is important, even for young children.
Right.
And there are a lot of great documentaries out there as well. I had my son watch Super Size Me, the McDonald's.
Oh, gosh.
Well, that's
what an impact.
Or Fast Food Nation.
In, right? Yeah. You watch that. Watch Farmageddon. Watch any of these.
Well, some of these things you can't. Food Inc., I wouldn't let the kids watch. That's a little brutal.
Well, but it does bring you around to realizing that there are consequences to what you put in your body.
Yeah, I was watching that in the living room and had to turn it off because, you know, when they start snapping the chicken's necks.
Why do you want to protect your kids from the realities of life?
You know,
how else do they think
my son? I could probably let him watch. You know,
but kids were watching that from time immemorial. What do you think, that they didn't watch their parents? Yes, they did.
Television
didn't come about until the 1930s. No, 100 years ago, 200 years ago, kids didn't watch their parents slaughter something for dinner.
Sure, they did.
No, that's not the point.
So
kids weren't fat 100 years ago. They were.
Wait. Hold on. What was very interesting, and over the weekend, I want to say it was the New York Times did a story on this upcoming series, and what they said was what they found, and that this is, to me, was fundamental, is that depression-era kids, who obviously didn't have unlimited funds and obviously didn't have unlimited food, were just as obese. The obesity issue was just as severe.
Yeah, I'd like to see some pictures of that. I don't remember seeing anybody stand those bread lines that looked like they were obese.
I'd like to see some of those pictures. They were eating the cheaper foods. In other words, they were eating the foods that were high in sugar and carbs, bad carbs, and it was. I thought it was fascinating, and I thought it was fundamental. It's about what you eat. It's not the rest of it.
But I think that actually is a good point and addresses Heather's issue of bringing her kids to a farmer's market, which is amazing and fantastic, but not all income levels can afford.
Maloney.
I disagree.
The food that you can buy food and fix food cheaper, good food cheaper than you can go to McDonald's and buy their stuff. So, anyway. What do you mean, okay? I guess that's the end of the conversation. Anyway, I think it is good food for thought. It really is. Pardon the pun. You might want to check out that HBO Weight of the Nation special. 19 after on Good Day.
Hurry into Sears Auto Center this month and take advantage of big savings during our tire clearance event. Save up to 30% on top tire brands like Michelin, Dunlop, and BF Goodrich. Save up to 30% on wheels and accessories, too, including truck boxes, car top carriers, floor mats, oil, car wash supplies, and more. Just stop by the tire clearance event at Sears Auto Center now or visit SearsAuto.com for more money-saving offers and coupons. Sears Auto Center. Savings range from 5 to 30%. Intermediate markdowns may have been taken. Assortment varies by store. All quantities last.
If you have gout, listen closely. That's the sound of gout silently attacking joints between flares. You won't hear it, and you may not feel it, but if your uric acid level remains high, crystals can continue to build up in your joints. Over time, this may lead to attacks in other joints, constant pain, and joint destruction. So don't wait. For more information, go to goutinfo.com and talk with your doctor about ways to keep your uric acid at a lower, healthy level.
Grandpa!
Hey, how are you?
Love here.
Sit down on the porch with me. I love staying here. How long have you lived here?
A long time. You know, your mother grew up here.
I'm going to have a house like this when I grow up.
I hope so, buddy. I hope so.
For the first time in generations, the dream of home ownership is being threatened. Realtors, members of the National Association of Realtors, are here to represent you and protect home ownership. Visit houselogic.com/homeownership to learn more.
Attention, mindless criminals, thugs, and thieves. Go ahead, break a leg. American homeowners are fed up with your door kick-ins and forced entries. We now dare you to try your boot against any door reinforced with the Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel pack includes a steel door jam plate with 3.5-inch screws, a lock shield, and hinge shields. The Door Sentinel installs in minutes, securing any front, side, or back doors, even French doors. Criminals, be forewarned, your lake will break before the Door Sentinel will budge. Even if you have an alarm system, back it up with the Door Sentinel. Basic products starting under $20. Order your Door Sentinel today for your home, garage, or any building you own or rent at MySafeDoor.com. That's MySafeDoor.com or call 678-648-6757. That's 678-648-6757. Get your peace of mind back with Door Sentinel. The Door Sentinel. Always on guard.
37 things to hoard. Do you have the 37 crucial food items you can't survive without? When the next disaster hits and the mobs go crazy grabbing food off the shelves, you and your family may be without food or waiting in long food lines. Prepare now at 123survivalplan.com. Easy as 123 to remember. 123survivalplan.com. Many people don't have these 37 food items. Learn what you need to hoard now at 123survivalplan.com. Watch the video we've set up for Patriots only at 123survivalplan.com. Get inside information on the 37 food items that will sell out first when the next disaster strikes. This video contains crucial information you and your family need to prepare for any natural or man-made disaster. In the last 6 months, over 1 million other smart Patriots have already seen this video. Prepare now. Go to 123survivalplan.com and learn which 37 food items you should hoard. Easy to remember, 123survivalplan.com. Again, that's 123survivalplan.com.
For the 15th of May, the Ides of May are upon us, and this is Katie Oslin. I have just become amazed. This woman is 70 years old today.
You know, I don't know this song, but I dig it.
Yeah, she's very soulful. This is soulful
country.
It's
a bluesy soul country. Right.
Yeah. Been around for a long time. I may be confusing her with somebody else. I think she's pretty big in the underground lesbian movement, but I could be wrong about
that. Well, there's a statement to make you're not sure of.
It rings a bell somehow.
Let me look that up real quick.
You can check that out. Google it. Yeah, okay. All right, continuing with our birthday list, Rod Combs, who's a drummer for Steelers Wheels, birthday is today.
One of the greatest songs in rock and roll history. Here I am. Stuck in the middle with you. This is what I think every morning when I'm driving in, Doug.
Yeah. Stuck in the middle with you. Who's on the other side? Are you in the middle lane on Route 66?
You're driving and I'm on the hood screaming at everybody, get out of the way.
Just like a squashed one of those
sometimes you're the windshield, sometimes you're the bug.
Mr. Combs is 66 today.
You remember who the lead singer and guitar player was for this band, right?
Ray Momino.
Jerry Rafferty.
Ah, right. Jerry Rafferty was. You're right.
Right down the line. Yeah.
Let's find somebody else. Graham Goble, another guitarist. He's with the Little River Band. Born in the state 1947. It's a long way there. Help is on the way. Reminiscing. Lady. Lonesome Loser. Cool Change. Take It Easy on Me. All the songs from the Little River Band.
I saw these guys at a street festival in D.C. like 8 or 10 years ago. They're just a bunch of old rednecks, but it was good stuff, man.
Yeah. Mm.
Good stuff.
I tell you, he's 65 today. Brian Eno is Brian Peter George St. John Le Baptiste de la Salle Eno. That's his name.
Wow.
Yeah.
That's his.
Put that on a business card.
I was going to say, that poor kid in kindergarten.
He, they call that the. When you have commune, when you've been baptized, or your
communal, first communion,
communion, right? Yeah. Brian Peter George St. John Le Baptiste de la Salle Eno. Brian Eno plays the synthesizer for Roxy Music. He actually is one of the co-founders of the group.
Yep.
Also a big-time record producer, has got a good sense of the studio, and so a lot of people have used him on pop hits and things that need engineering. That's what a producer in a music show is, an engineer. Works the sounds and the equipment and stuff to make it work. So happy birthday, Mr. Eno, who's 64 today. George Brett, the Baseball Hall of Famer's birthday is today. or in the state in 1953. He's tried to buy the Kansas City Royals a couple of times with Rush Limbaugh. I haven't been successful in doing that yet. Let's see here. Jamie Lynn Discala, Meadow. The kid, right? The son?
It's the daughter.
The daughter.
The daughter.
Yeah.
He was a punk, though. He was a punk in real life, too.
Yeah. He got in some trouble, yeah.
Brendan worked with him, and he said he was just an unbelievable
really?
Punk.
Yeah. I wonder what all these people say about Brendan.
I don't know. Wonderful human being. But Lee Horsley, remember him from, let's see, what he was in Hawkeye. He was a number of different TV shows. I'm trying to remember the first TV show he did. So, I mean, all kinds of movies, TV movies, and more TV movies. Funny how actors sometimes get into that groove and they stay in the television movie business versus regular big screen movies. Anyway, Horsley won the state 1955. 28 after on Good Day.
As a small business owner, you've probably heard how Constant Contact helps small businesses grow with email marketing. And you may be asking, could it really work for me? Well, consider this. Every dollar small business owners spend on email marketing puts $40 back in their pockets. So it's no surprise that 2 out of 3 of them plan to invest more in email this year. Now you may be asking, how can I get a piece of that action? Simple. Just visit ConstantContact.com to start your free email marketing trial today.
If you have gout, listen closely. That's the sound of gout silently attacking joints between flares. You won't hear it, and you may not feel it, but if your uric acid level remains high, crystals can continue to build up in your joints. Over time, this may lead to attacks in other joints, constant pain, and joint destruction. So don't wait. For more information, go to goutinfo.com and talk with your doctor about ways to keep your uric acid at a lower, healthy level.
We move forward, so does the rest of the economy. CSX trains are the most cost-efficient way to move goods to market. CSX, how tomorrow moves.
One thing I've learned on my journey to help save people money on car insurance is that folks across the country like convenience. And what could be more convenient than visiting Geico.com? We can manage your policy, pay your bill online, just about anything you need. And it's open 24/7. It's kind of like popping into the ultimate convenience store. Except we save people money. And we don't have beef jerky.
For a free rate quote, visit Geico.com to see how much you could save. Geico, 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
America's number one source for independent talk radio for over a decade. We are the GCN Radio Network.
This year, about 1 in every 50 U.S. homes will have a break-in. That's almost 1 per block. Will that one home be yours? Well, I found an amazing little gadget to keep the bad guys fooled, and it's called Fake TV. Fake TV is a low-cost, small electronic security device that makes it look like someone is home watching TV. When you go on summer vacation, yes, get rid of the obvious signs you're away by stopping the mail and the paper, but go a step further in fooling crooks with Fake TV. At only $34.95, what? That can't be right. Yes, for only $34.95, Fake TV could be the difference between coming home to a secure house or one that's been ransacked and all your possessions gone. Fake TV simulates the light from a real TV and can be programmed just like a lamp on a timer. Use Fake TV in any room for just $34.95 and get additional Fake TVs for only $29.95. Go to FakeTV.com or call 1-877-5-FAKE-TV, 877-5-FAKE-TV, or go to FakeTV.com. For safety, security, and peace of mind, use Fake TV.
Don't answer it! How can I stop these annoying collection calls?
Imagine being free from your debt without settling and with no payment plan, no negotiating or filing bankruptcy, and no attorneys. What if you could eliminate the risk from all your unsecured debt in about 90 days and keep all your money? You can! It's called Zero Debt Guarantee, and it works. There's no other program of its kind on the planet, and we guarantee the results in writing. Call now, 800-477-9256. Let our team of experts experts provide you with resources to fight back, stop collection calls, and prevent and stop wage garnishments and bank levies. If you're facing foreclosure, we can help. Don't go it alone. Get free information now by calling 800-477-9256. Talk to an expert who has also completed our program. Call 800-477-9256 for free info. Or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com. That's 800-477-9256. Or go to ZeroDebtGuarantee.com.
Healthy soils grow healthy plants. So before you plant your survival garden this year, is your soil healthy? Maximize your crisis garden soil with EM1 from Terraganics. EM1 organic soil conditioner, fertilizer amendment, and compost accelerant provides healthier gardens and faster, efficient garden composting. EM1 from Terraganics.com quickly improves soil structure by increasing nutrient availability and converting organic matter into soil humus. This improves seed germination and root growth, improves plant quality, size, color, flavor, nutrient value of fruits and vegetables, and improves shelf life. And when rain is not in the forecast, no worries. EM1 improves moisture retention in soils, helping reduce drought stress. Just like you prepare all else, prepare your crisis garden for maximum yield with EM1 from Terraganics.com. Order now at TerraGanics.com or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Terraganics. Life's getting better.
Now, 33 minutes after the hour, Doug Steffen's Good Day program with Heather Bachman and Roberta Fasanelli. The poll today, Rich McFadden is here as well, on the television shows that have ended, which ones will you miss the most? I'd like to go back for a moment, for those of you who were listening,
MASH,
in this last, yeah.
Lost.
Okay, 24. The last conversation that we
Man
had
Man from
on
Uncle.
The,
Gilligan's Island.
Uh-huh.
Perry Mason.
Gunsmoke.
Love him.
Yeah.
Still. Diver okay. Dan. Mr. Ed.
Captain Kangaroo.
Oh, Mr. Green Jeans.
Oh, man.
Captain Kangaroo.
Dun, 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 dun,
Rocky and Bullwinkle.
Oh, Rocky and Bullwinkle.
Oh, that was genius.
That's classic stuff.
That was genius. Oh, yeah, like
the whole show. George Jetson.
Yeah.
Dung, 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 dung.
The Banana Splits.
Mm-hmm.
I remember that. I could only see it on the, I lived in
Quick
New York.
Quick Draw McGraw.
H.R. Puffin stuff.
The Lionel Richie celebrity series.
Oh, my gosh.
Okay. May we proceed now?
Car 54, where are you?
I think I'm done.
Dragnet.
Dukes of Hazzard, baby.
The Dukes of Hazzard.
The Dukes of Hazzard.
Hee-haw.
Hee-haw was
See,
great.
For everyone that you come up with, I can come up with the comedy.
My older brother and I used
genre.
To watch Hee-haw with the volume turned down, and we used to insert our own what they were saying, and it was hysterical.
Yeah. We still do that with Sábado Gigante.
Oh, Sábado Gigante is great. That's on my house.
And
on Don
Francisco.
Yeah. All you need for that is you just subtitle it TNA. That's
right.
All it is.
Exactly.
That guy has got to be the horniest old dude that there is on, what is he, about 75, 80? How old is that
He's
guy?
About 72, 34, something like that.
I was at an upfront a couple of years ago, and he was there. It was for a Univision, and I went up to him. I said, I love you, I love you. And he looks at me and says, you're not Spanish. I said, no.
Not Spanish. Upfronts, by the way, for those who are wondering, that's a term used in the advertising community for those who buy early, because the prices
the upfronts,
of advertising
yeah.
early is cheaper than if you buy in season.
So they show you the programs that they're going to be doing for the next season
right.
and offer you the opportunity.
Okay,
to
so
buy.
The last half hour we were talking about this HBO television special called Weight of the Nation, which is about obesity and the addiction one has to food. So as I'm thinking this through and going back over all of the apparently this is a 4-night thing. It's on until Thursday. The finger pointing aims at the advertising community, which is pretty easy for HBO. They're not advertiser dependent necessarily. Mm. So it'd be like PBS, same thing. Point the finger. Easy to do. I was thinking about addiction in general and how we have various addictions to all kinds of things. Are they created by the same atmosphere? We spent a lot of time earlier this year talking about Whitney Houston and her demise. Did she become an addict because she watched too much television when she was a kid? Was there too much advertising for coke and opium and heroin and marijuana? Is that how she got addicted? I mean, you can pull this stuff out of a hat. People are obese because they don't eat the right food. You become addicted to it because there are things put in the food like there are chemicals put in the drugs. Tobacco, for example, that stuff, you get onto it, and it's almost impossible to get off of it because there is, in all of our bodies, a chemical makeup. Some things, like a magnet, are attracted to different things in your body. And I know enough about my own. I suppose all could be addicts to a certain extent. That may be part of our DNA, part of our makeup. If I were, as my mother was, she was addicted to alcohol and tobacco. So I've stayed away from both with a great deal of abandon. It was a decision that I made. Does it make me a hero? No. Does it make me anything other than someone who doesn't want to see his life destroyed by these sorts of things? My children have seen what it's done. Now, both of my children have, in their earlier years, had too much to drink on occasion. Has become a problem? No. They realized what, and most of it was from just stories that I told to my mother, because they never knew my mother. My mother was dead before they were born. So they knew the stories, and I'm not even sure it was the stories I told as much as the stories my sisters told them. Or they heard from other members of the family. My son was extraordinarily influenced by my father. And for the most part, in a good way. And whatever conversations, many of them I was not privy to, that my son had with my father about these sorts of things, impacted him greatly. To the point where, I mean, he couldn't handle alcohol anyway. So when he did have his occasions, when he had 6 beers and he should have had 1 or 2, and he did stupid stuff.
Takes years of practice.
It's a learned behavior, Richie. I think you're right. I think you're not being facetious. It's something.
I was about as young and stupid as you can be.
So the decision you could have made with the help of your father or maybe your brothers or your mother, a decision that was different. You didn't, but sooner or later, we either have to grow up or we suffer the consequences in our lives of not growing up. And it can be affected
your life with your family.
Or your business or any of those. You weren't married, so you didn't have that baggage with you when you were married, which was probably pretty smart.
But you learn your lessons, you learn the hard way, and then you grow up.
Okay, but how did you become addicted to the stuff you were addicted to? Was it because you watched too much television? Was it because you saw things abused at your home?
You mean food or beer?
Food and beer, both.
The drinking was just part of the, you know, when you're 21 and you're going crazy. You're going
sex
nuts.
Sex and beer.
And then you learn. You learn. Luckily, I learned before anything terrible happened, learn. Food, when you're growing up in the 70s, that's kind of when the fast food nation started. And people didn't really realize back then. They still figured it was the same food you were cooking at home, but it wasn't. And then you learn then too. In the 80s, we kind of started to learn, hey, you know, this isn't too good for you. Whether you can change those habits, yeah, you can, but it takes work.
Didn't we have this guy on, or are we going to have him on? I can't remember. The neuroscientist who we saw on Facebook that is he talks about addiction in the brain and how it all functions.
Yeah.
Did we do that yet?
No, not yet.
I just remember reading it.
Not yet.
Well, I mean, that's something that I was just going to bring up. That's one thing that we haven't really touched on is the emotional component that goes with eating.
Yeah.
From both, you know, just not from the child's side, but also parents. Are there parents out there that are feeling guilty? Oh, here, go ahead. Yeah, you can have those Twinkies. Yeah, we can stop at McDonald's. Yeah. Is it a guilt thing? You know, are there emotions going in there? Where it's not just sheerly a chemical thing going on.
The chemical part of it is important to understand. Your body is important for you to understand. Some people can eat a lot of stuff and it doesn't go anywhere. Some people can just look at food and they gain weight.
Sure.
There is that. And that's a reality, and that's something that has nothing to do with the theory that we've put forth so far.
Thyroid problems,
right.
Blah, blah, blah.
There's
all
that.
Kind of stuff. Yeah.
But
no, I'm talking about the emotions. The
people, well, then why do we have these emotions that are so stretched like a rubber band? Why is it? What's going on? Is that also a fault of the media? Is it a fault of television? Is it a fault of the news media that continues to spread fear and max out on mayhem? Stories that will not ever affect your lives, but yet you learn about them and you think that's horrible. Or you hear about things that are going on in some other country, let's say, and it has no impact on you whatsoever. The Somali pirates. I mean, how many people's lives are going to be affected by Somali pirates? A minuscule number of people. Yet it was worldwide news. And people say, I'm not going to take a cruise. I might get attacked by Somali pirates. There are probably 45 Somali pirates in the whole kit and caboodle. You know, and half of them been wiped out. And then another 45 show up or something. But it's not like they're going to come and invade your home and kill you. But yet the way it was presented by the news media, you'd think it was the worst possible thing that anybody could confront. The same is true of all of this other stuff, advertising, story. Doesn't make any difference whether it's an ad or a story. It's the way it's presented in order to jack up whatever is going on in your brain so that you are going to be reactive. They want you to react to what it is that they're presenting. Yes, Richie?
Shark attacks.
Yeah.
Remember that one?
Yeah. Remember I told you the story last week? I happened to just come across a YouTube video that somebody had sent me, and it was of this orca whale eating this guy.
Right.
And I thought it was a joke at first till I realized the whale had just eaten this guy, and it was gone. And I didn't sleep that night. I didn't need to see that.
That's a tough thing to watch.
I didn't need to see it. And before I could stop it or change it, it was over.
There. Yeah.
So, again, I think that we're talking about things that we can deal with if you think them through. But so many people have just been so accustomed to being fed whatever it is that somebody wants to feed them. And that's why we have the stupidos who are in political power. And we have people who are controlling many of the largest corporations that know how to manipulate people, and that's what they do.
It's funny. This is kind of pinged into my head. I live in Washington, D.C., and a couple of the top radio stations make a lot of money, like no other radio station in the country does, because they are able to sell commercials to defense contractors.
Oh, yeah.
Who then bring commercials on, basically geared towards 200 to 400 people who live in the city.
That's it.
So, lobbyists,
yeah,
congressmen, senators, and aides.
Yeah.
And so I ride around on my way in the morning, and I hear a commercial for a fighter jet that is the only double-roll fighter jet. I guess it can roll more than once, whatever, in the country. And I have to hear this woman talk about how this fighter jet helps keep our troops safe. Nice. And then I hear another commercial about this air tanker that can refuel midair and how the old fleet is going out. And this
paid for by Boeing.
And you sit there and you think about, well, it's Boeing, it's Lockheed Martin, it's all these things. And you sit there and you think about, this commercial really is irrelevant to everybody who's listening to the station, except for maybe 15 people that right now just happen to hear it and have influence in Washington, D.C., and that's the only reason this commercial is running.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
But look at that. They pay all this money to get on the radio to influence those 13 people, and it obviously works.
Yeah. Advertising works. And speaking of that, let's have some of our favorite commercials right now, Richie.
Email marketing works great for small business, and Constant Contact email marketing works best of all. How do we know? Because we have something the other guys don't have. Proof. According to an independent study, small businesses that use Constant Contact get 36% more of their emails opened and 60% more responses. The result? A whopping 29% more revenue. Put Constant Contact email marketing to work for your small business. Go to ConstantContact.com to sign up for a free trial today.
Most of the time, I brought it on myself, but who could resist the perfect burger? I promised my tummy, never again. My tummy replied, embarrassing. Then I found Digestive Advantage. It's a supplement.
Shift Digestive Advantage dual-action formulas immediately begin to target your digestive needs.
My tummy liked that.
And with continued use, the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support.
My tummy loved that.
Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage, with formulas for gas, constipation, lactose intolerance, and intensive bowel support.
Hey, Flo.
Yeah?
So let's wrap up this leaf blowing, and then we can finish pruning the shrubs up front.
Already done. Hey, one question.
Yep.
Just hypothetically, if the shrubs were pruned to look like cartoon animals, that would be a good thing, right? Hypothetically?
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. Low down payments, great discounts, and flexible billing options. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company and Affiliates.
You know, life doesn't slow down just because you have sore joints. You still have just as much to do, and you have to find a way to keep yourself moving. Fortunately for you, there's new Move Free Ultra. Just one small pill per day is more effective for sore joints than two big glucosamine and chondroitin pills. And you can believe it, because it was based on a 90-day human clinical study. Don't let sore joints slow you down or big joint care pills. Put a powerful small pill to work for you. Move on, move free with new Shift Move Free Ultra.
I'm here with David. Man, those tires look a little worn on the car.
They're bad.
You ever thought about going to Walmart?
Not for tires.
Why not?
Well, I'm looking for Goodyear, Bridgestone, Michelin, you know, good tires.
Actually, Walmart has all those brands, and they're a lot less. Goodyear's even on rollback. What do you think about that?
Well, I didn't know that.
All right, let me hear your best peel-out sound.
You want me to...
Yeah.
Now with Walmart's Tires on Demand, get over 10,000 top brands of tires and wheels within 24 to 48 hours. Find your local Tire and Lube Express at Walmart.com.
I'm here with David. Man, those tires look a little worn on the car.
They're bad.
You ever thought about going to Walmart?
Not for tires.
Why not?
Well, I'm looking for Goodyear, Bridgestone, Michelin, you know, good tires.
Actually, Walmart has all those brands, and they're a lot less. Goodyear's even on rollback. What do you think about that?
Well, I didn't know that.
All right, let me hear your best peel-out sound.
You want me to...
Now with Walmart's Tires on Demand, get over 10,000 top brands of tires and wheels within 24 to 48 hours. Find your local Tire and Lube Express at Walmart.com.
What do you got for me, Doc?
The victim is male, mid-30s, cause of death, sudden shock.
Yeah, well, he was last seen browsing thousands of TV episodes and movies online with Netflix.
Explains the traces of disbelief in the brain, but this astonishment residue...
He was watching them all instantly.
Instantly? That's incredible!
Doctor? Doctor!
Instantly watch thousands of TV episodes and movies on all kinds of devices for only $8 a month with Netflix. Start your free trial today. See terms of use.
So, boys and girls, moms and dads, grandmas and grandpas, the bottom line is exercising your option in terms of being a human being to think, T-H-I-N-K, think. And that's really what it all boils down to. If you don't think, if you become a drone, you know, we're talking about all of these things that are being produced, we have become drones. We are used to people, including ourselves, spending more money than we have. Therefore, it's okay for the government to spend more money than it has. Businesses can't do that. So how is it that we fall into this? Well, I guess it'll be okay. We can pay for it tomorrow, and that seems okay. We become addicted to spending. It's another addict. It's another addiction, right?
There's too many.
Yeah, right. So you got to draw a line in the sand, as it were. 51 after on Good Day.
Thomas Jefferson once said, "When the people fear their government, there is tyranny. When the government fears the people, there is liberty." Our God-given right to life and liberty and the right to determine what is best for our lives and our families' health are in jeopardy. If we the people do not diligently assert these rights, they may be taken away and lost forever. Utopia Silver is known for fighting for health freedom, and we will not meekly allow ourselves to be led as lambs to the slaughter. Sitting passively by and accepting the chains of slavery that are being placed on America is not an option. Please stand with Utopia Silver in this fight. Utopia Silver carries some of the most effective colloidal silver products on the market and numerous other high-quality health supplements. Visit us today at utopiasilver.com. That's U-T-O-P-I-A, utopiasilver.com. Or call us today at 1-888-213-4338. 1-888-213-4338.
And now another CentOS Game Changer with sports broadcaster Aaron Andrews.
I'm here at my favorite car rental in sunny Miami. With me is the manager, Beth. I see your team has a new look for the season.
Yeah, they just got uniforms, and my female employees are especially excited about the great styles. This flat out wasn't an option when men's uniforms were the only choice.
Well, it seems these young ladies are really hustling out here. What made the change for you?
Yeah, well, our playbook hinged on one big detail: women's workwear by CentOS. These clothes are designed by women for women. When they look good, they're happier, and our guests notice.
Well, judging by their extra effort, this team is going to the next level with CentOS uniforms. Let's go up to the booth for more.
Finally, a line of women's workwear they want to wear. This is one of many expert services CentOS can tackle for your business. Don't settle for less. Call CentOS at 1-800-CINTAS-6 or visit CentOS.com/radio and tell them to bring in the team with the white truck. They put their lives on the line every day for us. This week, we have a chance to honor them. I'm David Weiss, and this is News That Matters. It certainly is a sound that makes us stop and take notice. It is an attention grabber, to be sure. And if you hear a police siren when you're driving, you hope the officer is going after someone else and not you. By the way, if you're driving now, I apologize for making your heartbeat a little faster. The point is, on a daily basis, it's easy to forget about the risks police officers take. Communities across the country are holding events this week in observance of National Police Week. Steve Greniger is with the National Law Enforcement Officers Memorial Fund. He says it's important to acknowledge the work police officers do every day.
This is a time where we do recognize, commemorate, and celebrate these officers, those who are serving today, as well as those who have gone before them and made the ultimate sacrifice.
More than 160 law enforcement officers in the U.S. died in the line of duty last year. Greniger says the public can help police do their job by simply staying alert.
If you see something and you see suspicious activity, report it. The number one thing that American citizens can do to help police officers and perhaps help prevent crime.
This past weekend, there was a White House Rose Garden ceremony in which President Obama honored 34 officers who received the 2012 National Association of Police Organizations Top Cops Award. The officers were recognized for going above and beyond the call of duty over the past year. The president saying they clearly do not think of themselves as heroes.
I guarantee you that when the bullets were flying, when lives were on the line, these men and women weren't thinking about bravery. They weren't thinking of themselves. Instead, they were looking out for their fellow officers and for the civilians that they swore to protect.
Our men and women in blue being recognized this week for what they do every day. Now, here's something else that will matter to you.
All right, cement's been floated. Hey, Flo, it's time to...
pretend we're celebrities getting our stars?
No, it's time to trowel.
Oh, yeah, trowel, definitely.
You want to write your name in it, don't you?
Maybe just a smiley face?
All right.
Insuring your business vehicles with Progressive is like having Flo on the road with you. 24/7 live support, online bill pay, and expert claims. Now that's Progressive. Visit Progressive.com today. United Financial Casualty Company and Affiliates.
If you have gout, listen closely. That's the sound of gout silently attacking joints between flares. You won't hear it, and you may not feel it, but if your uric acid level remains high, crystals can continue to build up in your joints. Over time, this may lead to attacks in other joints, constant pain, and joint destruction. So don't wait. For more information, go to goutinfo.com and talk with your doctor about ways to keep your uric acid at a lower, healthy level.
Rough day on Wall Street. A triple-digit loss for the Dow. Down 125 points yesterday to 12,695. NASDAQ off by 31. S&P fell 15 points. Oil prices down another $1.35 a barrel, finishing at $94.78, the lowest close for crude oil in almost 5 months. J.P. Morgan Chase with its annual shareholders meeting today in Tampa. It'll be anything but routine. It comes just days after CEO Jamie Dimon announced billions in trading losses. Meanwhile, President Obama told ABC's The View in an appearance taped yesterday that these losses at J.P. Morgan Chase show the need for more Wall Street oversight. This is the sound of rough weather. And here's an idea whose time has come. Warnings about dangerous weather are coming to your cell phone. The Wireless Emergency Alert Service begins later this month. It's free. You don't have to sign up for it. And it's location-based. You'll get a text alert for whatever weather emergency is happening wherever you are. Couple of closing notes. First, let's talk baby names.
What's your name? What's your name?
The Social Security Administration releasing its list of the most popular names of 2011. For little girls, the new number one is Sophia, knocking Isabella out of the top spot, which falls to number two. Rounding out the top five, Emma, Olivia, and Ava. On the boys' side, no surprise, Jacob, number one for the 13th year in a row, followed by Mason, William, Jaden, and Noah. Finally, you knew this had to happen. The J.P. Morgan multi-billion-dollar trading loss fiasco. Guess who wants to weigh in with his opinion? Donald Trump. Go ahead, Donald. Talk about the billions they lost from risky trades.
The bank is very solvent. It's very strong. It's not that much relative to what it's making, but it's a tremendous black eye.
Oh, that's enough. If you really wanted to help, Donald, you would convince J.P. Morgan Chase's CEO, Jamie Dimon, to step down and then replace him with the winner of this season's Celebrity Apprentice. Hey, Arsenio Hall or Clay Aiken would do nicely in charge of the nation's biggest bank. I'm David Weiss. That's the news that matters.
Do you have gas? Get this. Shift Digestive Advantage Gas Defense. It's a supplement. Nice. With dual action formula. What does that mean? It works two ways to help defend against gas, now and later. Take it with a meal. And the drug-free ingredient acts quickly to stop occasional gas before it gets started. Take it every day, and the healthy probiotic gives you long-term digestive support. Works now and later. That's the Digestive Advantage from Schiff.